We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
It's night two of the curfew, and this one started out a lot sooner. It also started out with more NYPD officers on the streets, cutting off traffic sooner, cutting off areas, keeping people out of places they could be causing trouble in some spots, as they kept an eye on people that had that in mind, not the protests, not George Floyd, but causing trouble in mind. Those people at bay a lot more than last night, apparently. The mayor seems pleased with the results, tweeting, "It is certainly helping."
A tense standoff on the Manhattan Bridge with thousands of protesters wanting off, but blocked by a large police presence. Most of the protesters ended up turning around, heading back to Brooklyn. The 8 o'clock curfew seemed to work for the most part. A far cry from Monday night's violence and looting that prompted the governor to accuse the mayor and NYPD of not doing their jobs.
In an absolutely inappropriate way for any leader to do, any elected official who blames the NYPD while they were out there fighting in the streets to restore order and protect people, I mean, that's disgraceful.
But after surveying hard-hit Fordham Road in the Bronx, Councilman Richie Torres was surprised that it seemed the NYPD was caught off guard.
And instead of establishing a proactive police presence on Fordham Road, the NYPD waited for the looting to happen and then reacted with too little manpower. And it took hours for the police to get a grip on the situation. It was shocking to see the police outmaneuvered by rogue teenagers.
It was a fifth day of large, loud protests citywide, including a place that has seen its fair share of protests over the years.
The Stonewall Inn and Sheridan Square have their history, and so the anti-police rally seemed fitting. It was 51 years ago when riots at the Stonewall gave birth to the gay rights movement. And Brian said the rally here isn't just for blacks.
I'm praying for all people who are being abused by police discrimination, by police brutality.
Indeed, it seemed that more than half of the people at this particular rally were white. This white protester said, as the hours go by, he understands why the looting occurs.
I'm somebody that believes that property can be replaced, and I know that's a rhetoric that's going to inflame people as well, but I'm not okay with the violence. But I understand why people are doing that.
Carol DiIuri at 1010 Winds at Sheridan Square.
Day two of the curfew, running 8 to 5 every night through Sunday. Al Jones, 1010 Winds News.